The second part of the masterclass is about blue light emission from the screen. It causes digital eye strain and is also known as computer vision system. And despite the name, it can also occur with the use of handheld device as well. The eyes often get dry from prolonged use as people tend to blink less when concentrating on a computer screen. So how can we avoid the syndrome? Check the prescription of your glasses or your contact lenses, as using wrong prescription can cause the eyes to get tired. Ensure there is good lighting to avoid visual disturbance such as glare. Adjust the brightness and contrast of the screen. Rest your eyes frequently using the 20-20-20 formula, and increase the font size on your screen to reduce eye strain and improve reading experience. You heard the term blue light emission, and without getting into complicated physics, I want you to recall the light spectrum that you learned in school. It talks about how the X-ray and the gamma rays are high energy radiation and how the radio waves are of the low energy. So in between, there's the visible light spectrum where we can see the colors of the rainbow. And right within it, there's the blue light. So there are seven things about the blue light that I want you to know. First, the digital device emits a lot of these artificial blue lights in our eyes. And the bad news is, our eyes are not so good in protecting this blue light. Second, if you have done cataract removal surgery, you need more protection from this blue light. Thirdly, it can potentially lead up to age-related macular degeneration, even though more evidence needs to show that. But some research has shown that the blue light can cause certain damage to the retina. Well, the good news is that not all the blue light is bad. We have some blue light that are beneficial in regulating the circadian rhythm. So my advice quickly is not to use your phone before you sleep, as it affects the melatonin level, a hormone to tell your brain that it's still daytime. Last but not least, we can protect our eyes from the harmful blue light by turning on the filters on our phone and our laptops, or purchase a blue light solution for your prescriptive lenses in your next eye examination with your optometrist.